toward us. We just thank you, Father. You are good, good Father, because what our Lord Jesus had done at the cross enable us to receive. We are the recipient of your goodness, of your favor, of your mercy, of your grace, of your truth, of your life, of your wisdom, so we can know you better. Father, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Bring forth the word. I surrender, I yield to you. Flow to me freely. It's yours, Holy Spirit. It's your time. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. What a God we serve. What a God we serve. Wow. His good Father. So I want to share something that the Lord been teaching me, been sharing with me his heart, how I can know him deeper, know him more. And that's an eternal life, and to know him. And our Lord Jesus prayer before he went on the cross. Let's read it. Let's start reading. John 17, verse 3. And this is eternal life. This Jesus prayed, that they may know you, the only true God. There are many God people believe on, but our Lord Jesus prayed that we may know the only true God and only true Jesus Christ. There are many Jesus Christ people believe. I was believing the wrong Jesus. I thought he was the real one. And I have seen people believe the wrong Jesus. When I used to work at my shop, I gave the story, the lady more than 70 years old. And she was telling me her Jesus was like crucial. And like, your Jesus is madness. I said, you want to hear my Jesus? And she get born again after I shared with her my Jesus. So our Lord Jesus is the only true God and only begotten Son. And we pay attention when the Bible said, we read in John chapter 3, verse 16 said, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. So there are different Jesus people, which even Paul talking about it. But we know that Jesus prayed that we may know the only true God, the loving Father, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. So we thank God. In our Zoom, we've been sharing the truth. We've been talking the truth. We've been preaching the truth. So we need to hear it over and over, because faith comes by hearing, it's not by heard. So I talk to myself all the time. I don't know about you, I talk to myself all the time. Like last time, Brother Robert was preaching on Psalm 23. I'll tell you what, I confess that almost every day. Lord is my shepherd. We got to say the word of God. We got to say. If we don't say, we're not going to work. We got to say, surely goodness and mercy I added to favor upon me all the days of my life. So there are times, I mean, I see more favor of God toward me the more I speak it, because the more I believe it. I believe, therefore I speak. The more I speak, the more I see the evidence, the fruit. And right here, our Lord Jesus prayed for us that we can know our deeper. We can know our Lord Jesus Christ. And how we know that we know him more and more. And John give us, let me read 1 John chapter 4 verse 7. Give us the evidence that we know him. He said, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. Love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Okay. Everyone can be born of God without knowing him. So how we know that we know God? And he said, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. So the more we love him, the more we love his people, that the evidence that we know him. The evidence. So the more we know him, the more we love him, the more we love him, because we recognize his love. right? And a lot of people don't see, even include myself before, I don't see that how lovely I am before God. I was like, really, God can love like me, like the mess I am? You know, we question God because we refer God as a human term. But God is, we cannot compare God with man because he is God. So he loves us. That the reason he gave his son, Jesus Christ, to die for us. So since Jesus already died for us, he gave us his blood. We just do the communion. And he redeemed us. He purchased us. He bought us back from slave market. And when we look at, when we don't see we are lovely, we don't see that the value that God see us as who we are. And when the Lord showed me one soul worth more than whole world, I'll tell you what, I'm like, wow, I am really valued before God. Before that, I don't see it. How God can bless me, like the mess I am, how God can bless me when all the wrong thing that I did. So I look in all the wrong thing and I forgot all the good thing that Jesus had done for me at the cross. He sacrificed because of love. He did it because for the joy that set before him. I am is his joy. That the reason he's died, even only me at the cross, he's willing to die for me. And I started to understand that. Before I didn't see that how much the value I am. Even the Son of God willing to die just for me. And he died for all of us. So we can recognize that how much we value to him. So now we are the children of God. And Galatians chapter 4, talking about that now we are children of God. Therefore, God sent forth the Spirit, his Son, into our heart so we can cry out, Abba, Father. Now we're not only righteousness in the sight of God, because Jesus, who knew no sin, becomes sin for us. We can become the righteousness of God in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. But now, moreover, we become the children of God. Since we are children, then heir, joint heir with Christ. We joint heir with our Lord Jesus. So that means we are recipient of all his goodness, all his favor, all of his power, his authority as a son, as a children of God. So we need to see ourselves the way that he sees us. Most people cannot come to the Lord because, in my case, I work with public. And I know a lot people say, how God can love like me? Look at all the wrong. So we compare our wrongdoing, what we did wrong, and hinder and neglect, or we don't understand that God love is not based on what we did wrong, or right or wrong, because he is love. The moment we recognize that we are his beloved, we are highly favored. Matter of fact, in the Bible said that we are accepted and beloved. And when you look at in the Greek, only two times appear in the New Testament, charitao. The first time appear in Luke chapter, I believe chapter 1 verse 27, 28, when the angel Gabriel declared to Mary, you are highly favored. And the same thing, charitao, appear right there. The same Ephesians chapter 1 verse 6 appear the same way. The same word, but right here translated accepted and beloved. So we have to see ourselves as a recipient of his goodness, of his blessing. And then we start to receive it. We start with like, oh yes, I am qualified. And because the word says so, whether we feel it or not, let's read in his word. Colossians chapter 1, verse 12. We can read it. So giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us. Or in King James said, who make us, he made us. Me, partaker of the inheritance of the saint in life. So he make us. We are not qualify ourselves. He the qualifiers. So now we are, he translated us, and he also delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his son, of his love. So I can give an example like this. Now, if I was in Vietnam, if I was Vietnam or stay there or I live in Vietnam, for me to have a car is that is very hard. I have to be super rich in order to have a car, especially a nice car, good car, right? But in US, that's normal. Because the country that we are in, able us to have access to the good car, or the car just like normal. So this, I just, of course, we cannot compare to heaven. I just make the point. We can see that. At the same token, when we are children of God, we can access into heaven. We can receive something that before we understand we are children of God, we are not qualified, so to speak. Like when I go to buy a car, even I don't have money, I can qualify because I'm in US. You know, if I work, I can qualify. So we are his recipient for his mercy, his grace, his goodness. And we know throughout the Bible, and even 3 John verse 2 said that above all things, he wishes to prosper, be in health, even us also prosper. Because we are heir. Because what Jesus has done for us does qualify us. If without our Lord Jesus, redeem us from the curse. And 1 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 30, he made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So we've been given the right, become the children of God, and then we can qualify for his goodness, for his mercy, for his grace, different area of life. He can make all grace. I remember when I come to the US, I didn't speak English, and by his grace, he had given more grace. Now, after many years, I receive more grace because he gave more grace to humble. So to the Lord, heart desire, God desire for us to know him. So our brother Robert been sharing with us how we can know him by communicating with him, by set aside, by abiding in his presence. Yes, he's always with us. We're always with him, but does our mind stay upon him? Do we trust him all the time? Not really. I'm talking about myself. If I would trust him all the time, if my mind would stay upon him all the time, because he see our thoughts. In many occasions, our Lord Jesus, when Pharisee was thinking against him, he said, "Why are you reasoning in your heart?" He hear it. He hear our thoughts. He hear our heart, and that's how his communication is. And he want us to know him better every day because for our good, all he has for us is good. So when we know him, the more we know him, and we can, when we recognize how much he loves us, he cares for us, and we can hear him start talking to us, to share with us his heart, his desire, and sometimes become our desire. I remember I was, the more I spend time with him, like he gave me the desire to love people that I don't understand, don't know. So one, I love this person so much, and I was praying for him. Regardless, we see what's going on, and when we know him, we can have confidence that he is faithful. The more we understand him, the more we hear his voice, we learn the obedience. And when we obedient, once we obedient, small thing, and then he started teaching us how to hear him more and listen more and obedient more. The more we obedient, the more we see his goodness. The more we see his goodness, the more we change. Like we are confident in him. I remember 15 years ago, after December 27, 2010, God spoke to me. He says, "Stand fast in the liberty by which Christ has made you free." I am firm my salvation now. That's the basic, right? Salvation, righteousness, that's the basic. But doesn't mean that I need to grow in that, because righteousness, the more I know the righteousness, revelation of righteousness, I can be flourishes like palm tree. I can grow to that level and fresh and flourishing. I'm not there yet. See, so I'm still need to grow in understanding more. Because the more revelation we have, the more we want to honor him, the more we know him. And Daniel said this: people who know their God, they are strong and they take action. Some translations say take action. Let's read Daniel chapter, I believe Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. I'm using my phone because my iPad something. Some crazy. Okay, I read the part B, I would say. But people who know their God, let me read in the New American Standard, right? New American Standard. Okay, Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. 11, 32, 11, 32. And the part B is saying that the people who know their God, they are strong. they will be strong and take action. So when we know that he loves us, when first thing we recognize he loves us, he want all he wants for us is good, and he start talk to us, and the more we take action, what he say, he tell us, and we start to see the evidence of his goodness and his faithfulness display. And I can tell you this. I share a little bit testimony right here. I've been walking with God about 15 years, and a lot of mistakes on the way I make. But there are things that when I ask him, inquire him, spend time with him, he started to share and talk to me. So today, some of you know my story, and I just sold my business last month. And I'll tell you what, one of the hardest, the most faith required I ever had with him is, he said, "Do the day of doing nails come the name." Stop working. That's the hardest part for me. I've been working since I was 9. Now I'm 51, so many years working. Now it's a normal working. I was calling my brother Robert yesterday, talking to him. I said, "Brother, this is the hardest thing I ever done. You know, this requires more faith than anything else. Doing nothing." And easy for me to go, like, I want to go online work. And the other day I was signed up for online and trying to do trading thing that I can do a little bit, not much. And guess what? The Lord said to me, "No more, son." I'm like, all right. Last night I was thinking the same way. And you know, there's time God showed me do something and do some a little bit investment here and there. And I did, and boy, I got quite good profit, more than 50% return just like 2 weeks ago. And I wanted to sell it. I was thinking about sell it. And last night he spoke to me, said, "No, son, don't do it. Just keep it right there." And because this year I have to pay such amount of money, and he doesn't want me to pay more in tax, because concerned the short term, it doesn't matter how much I make, you're gonna pay a lot of tax in short term. So long term investment and make it better, but short term is not good. So the Lord started telling me, to regardless, you know, what the time and with the, so I started trusting him to the point that, and we can trust God. Even time I see in the Bible, the time of famine, and God give his people the grace, give his people. And let's look at that. Let's look at Genesis chapter 26, Genesis 26, verse 1, 2, and 3. He's talking about Isaac. 26, let me read New King James Version. Genesis 26. There was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went down Abimelech, king of Philistine, in Gerar. Verse 2, then the Lord appeared to him and said, "Do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land, or stay in the land of which I shall tell you." So right here we see that the Lord said, "I will tell you what to do." But the Bible didn't say that I will tell you what to do. And some other translation, I will tell you. So right here, the Lord said that, do not go down to Egypt. God gave him instruction. I'm sure he was asking his prayer to the Lord, right? Because Isaac was, it's happened to Abraham. So when famine come, what we do, right? So we talk to the Lord. I believe Isaac would talk to the Lord. Then the Lord appeared to him and said to him, "I will tell you." What God tell Isaac? Let's read that. Go verse 12. This is what God tell Isaac. Verse 12. Okay. Now during famine, right? No one sowed, no one planted anything, right? Because there's nothing you can plant in famine. And so Abimelech, I'm sorry, then Isaac sowed in the land and reaped in the same year hundredfold, and the Lord blessed him. Verse 13, then the man began to prosper, continue prospering until he became very prosperous. I believe prosper, he began to prosper, that 30-fold, continue prospering, 60-fold, I would say, and become very prosperous. That was a hundredfold. Well, some people may say this is a spiritual thing. We'll keep reading. Verse 14 said he had possession of flocks and possession of herds, great number of servants. We see now this is not the spiritual blessing, this is a physical blessing. So we see that this is even famine. Because when we have Isaac have covenant with God. And we know that in Galatians chapter 4, I believe it was 28, as Isaac was, so are we. As Isaac was, so are we. Let's read it. Let's read it. I might wrong. Let's check it out. I believe Galatians chapter 4, 28. I could be wrong. 4, 28. Okay, now we brethren, as Isaac was, are the children of promise. Yes. So God gonna communicate teaching in the same way. We see that same thing with Joseph, right? Joseph. Okay, go back to Genesis. Let's say Genesis, because well, maybe Isaac still can plan, because that would be crazy, right? Crazy to plan. Genesis 46, verse 5. This is Joseph talked to his 45, I'm sorry, 45, verse 6. This is Joseph talked to his brother concerning the famine. This is brother verse 6. Let's read verse 6. For this is Joseph speaking to his brother. For these 2 years, the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years. So basically, 7 years of famine, right? Now, just 2 years, just started two, still 5 years, right? And there are still 5 years, and there will be neither plow or neither plant or harvesting. So we know that nobody would sow in the land of famine. It's crazy. It's crazy. But God, because He's God, He wants to bless us regardless what situation, what going on in this world. I really believe it. And for me, I might not go back work again. I don't know. But one thing I'm sure that the Lord said to me, the day doing nails come to an end. I have no desire, no delight doing nails at all. I've been doing 21 years working 6 days a week, sometimes more than that, more than 10 hours a day. I mean, most of the time I work 6 days a week and more than 10 hours a day. That's a long, long hours. And the Lord said, the day doing nails come to an end. I love doing that. I just love doing nails. Just, I love doing nails. I talk about doing nails and wake up, and to the point that grandma said, you guys, don't you get tired? You talk about all the time and you sit in the car, you watch TV. But last year, when the Lord said to me that they do nail come to an end, He cut off that desire. I have no desire at all. The same thing with my wife. That's the first thing. And I inquire Pastor Ernestine and also Robert. I will call them and talk to them concerning it, because maybe just me, it worn out. You know, I just want to make sure that this is God take away desire from me. So then this year we pray about it. That's how we come to the place that we, after the Lord spoke to me a lot, I wrote down, there's some portion I didn't share with my wife, and I shared with her. She was sharing with me this year. I said, you got to talk with my wife. I can't make decision without her consent. The same page with me, because, you know, I have to be husband and wife with one. And sure enough, the Lord confirmed with her. And I said, this is what I've been writing down. The Lord been speaking as to, we thank God. And we make this and sold the business. And I would say this is the hardest part. But before I sold business, he said, this is what I want you to do. So he wanted me to sell, because he said to me, your working will not make you rich, right? Look at Isaac. Even famine land, he sold. He's crazy. Would be everybody would be crazy to sow in the land of famine. What I will tell you, because when God involved, whatever God told us to do, you can be a different story, mine can be a different story. He told me to do something, to sell, to buy something, to invest something that nobody, not many people understand. I trying to share with my friend people, they said, you're nuts, Jack, you know, you're doing this thing crazy. Only a few people before I share. Now I don't share any, because God speak to me, He does speak to them. It's just like Isaac. People would be crazy. And Joseph said that when the land of famine, no one sowed, no one reaped, no one harvest, nothing. It's, I mean, the land just like devastated, just cracking. I can tell it's no rain, it's not, you could have nothing you can do concerning planting and harvest. But God showed Isaac the way that of God is different. Therefore, His way is not our way, brothers and sisters. So that's why when the more we know Him, we can act something, we take action. It's crazy. Look at Isaac, did crazy, but he received hundredfold because the Lord blessed him. He started to be blessed and continued to prosper until he very become prosper, until Philistine envy his blessing. That's our God, because God want to display, I believe, in our generation, the glory, the majesty that the world has not ever seen. I believe that my life going to be the evidence of God, so sure that people get convicted when they're close to me. I really believe that. I want the Jesus, the only true God and the Lord Jesus Christ, the only Jesus Christ that we're talking about, verse 3 to John 17, that I want people to know the true Jesus. Just like one lady I shared with her, she received our Lord Jesus. That the true one. The one she been believing before, that is not just the depict Jesus that they describe. That's not true Jesus. Brother and sister, we are so blessed. We need to ask God. We need to talk to him more. I would say we need to talk. I'm talking about myself. The more we talk to him, don't be like too religious. I would say the more simple, because God knows our heart, right? But when we communicate with him, that's the whole point. We stay close to him because he wants. I'm sure that if Isaac didn't ask God, if he didn't pray, God may not speak to him because God will not force his goodness on us. We got to make a move. God always in a good move, right? He already moved. We the one got stuck, I believe. It's not God. Like my case, I've been praying that one day I don't have to wear glasses. That's me keep me in prayer. So we see right here, even famine, God can show us some way to rescue us, because famine hit the same time with Abraham. Abraham got, famine, but he got blessed during the famine. And the Lord wants to bless us regardless, because he loves us. So he wants us to know him more. And the more we know him, we're going to take more action. I believe something that God showed me to do, I mean, I would, without his guidance, I won't do it the way I do. It's so crazy. It's so crazy. So crazy. No one would believe it. Why? We sow enduring famine. Famine, the best time to sow, because no one knows. Now, he can actually show different things. Just ask him, because every one of us is not the same. He created is not the same. His personality and everything is not the same. The same thing he did with us. But his ways, I would say, highest in a way. I don't care if I know it from him. Today, I can say that I can. When we make this into to sell our shop, that's the hardest for us, because that's a lot of people dream to come to us. We can make money now. Let's completely trust in him. And in the morning, I was thinking about doing something else. I may sell some. I just bought it. But the Lord said, "Look at the bird. I was outside." He said, "The bird never sowed. It will reap. I'm still take care. Are you not more valuable than the bird?" I said, "Yes, sir. You said it." And, it keep me in prayer. This is the hardest. I need more faith than ever. Like just the faith that I left Vietnam. So I believe he's faithful. I believe that one day I'm going to prosper more than I ever. That's what he told me. I'm going to believe what he said. I'm going to continue to trust in him. Continue. I'm sure we all here encourage one another. Continue to trust in him, regardless, even famine, even look like nothing going to work out on our good. But the Lord's, his word said in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and believe, he make all things work together for our good. I really believe that. Because like my case, so I believe that he could prosper me more than when I work, because he said so. There's no way for him, if there's nothing going to prosper, that the thing that he told me to do, he asked me to sow in famine, will not produce fruit, we're going to be ashamed. This is how I look at our Lord Jesus, our God. He said, "Our Lord Jesus said, is there a man among you before he built his house, not sit down, count the cost, how much sand, how much wood, how much, metal needed? So if he started good work in us, I don't believe he's going to put us in a shameful situation. I really believe he's a good God, and regardless what's going on, and he's going to help us to go through whatever situation we are in. I believe whether famine, whether needed, whether finance, whether what it is, I believe he's going to give us a way that can be glorifying. I believe that what I'm sharing with you today going to be the evidence tomorrow or next year or whenever this thing can happen. The one that he showed me what I'm about to do or what I've been doing going to be crazy, because it's not natural for me to give up my business following. Might stop like, you guys nuts, you're crazy. We're doing well here. It's not that we're the shop is, like, we struggle like a year ago, but not when we sell the shop. few months, I mean, last month. So I just thank God. I hope that encourage one another. I hope that this word is encouraging you, because we got to speak it out, brothers. And next time I'm going to share with reminded ourselves, reminded us, we got the word of God. We got to declare the word of God. We got to speak, because as Jesus, so are we. Our Lord Jesus, what he did, he speak to the tree. He speak to the wave, right? He speak to the water, and he speak to the wave. And we need to do that. And I like some of the, we need to declare, we are blessed. We are highly favored. We are prosper. We are strong. We are young. It's all scripture. You can look at Isaiah 40 from 30, 31. We can mount like wing, like eagle. And when we say, oh, I don't have anything, but I think we should be say that I'm rich because Jesus became poor. Poor. 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. And God is able to make all grace abound. And all the scripture I share. So I pray that we'll continue to know him more, to know him deeper, have deeper communion with him. Just, I love about Joseph before I close. Joseph, a man never pray. I don't know if you notice that. I've been meditating on Joseph a lot. A man never pray. But he's busy. He's slave, by the way. But one thing I noticed, Joseph, he recognized God is with him. The presence of God. He lived in the presence of God. He recognized how we know that when Potiphar's wife tried to sleep with him or lie with him so many times, and he said, how can I do great wickedness against God, sin against God? He recognized God. And when he people asked him, well, who can interpret our dream? He said, it isn't interpretation of dream belong to God. He's just like, I mean, he Daniel had to pray 21 days to receive revelation, and Gabriel to deliver a message. But Joseph is another. Oh man, he's amazing. When Pharaoh told him the dream, he doesn't have to pray. He said, this. We read it in Genesis 41. And even Joseph said, the Lord will give the Pharaoh the answer of peace. He's just so confident because he lived, I believe he lived in. Even people saw that God was with Pharaoh. The first time saw Joseph, the man that he never met before, able to trust him because he saw the Spirit of God was with him. So I believe that we all live the day that the presence of God, the evidence of God, just like we can walk, just like if Joseph can walk the way he walked, and we have better covenant. I mean, Joseph is not under old covenant, but he recognized God was with him. Now we're better than him because we are not only have God with us, have God in us because Jesus glorified. So that's mean we are much better. And if Joseph can do the way he did, because the sermon, the spirit that he received, because communion that he had with the Lord, and even Moses, Moses struggled. Moses struggled. I see the Moses just trying to finish the task that God had given him. He served God as servant. Joseph, even though he's servant, but he served God it's different way. Moses, I don't see much fellowship with the Lord. He only come to the place when God asked him. But he only one time he asked the glory of God to pass over him. And many stories we can share. So, but that too, I think Joseph is my favorite in the Old Testament character. And I saw how he in I read all. I'm sure you guys read too. I don't see any time he prayed. I believe he's living communion with God. Because in spirit realm is communication with God is through our thought. That's it, our word. God can hear our thoughts. That's why many when we pray, the Lord said, don't repeat, because we got to pray from heart. Many people pray like just like la 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 la. We need to pray from our heart, because that's when God sees and God answered. The same thing we saw in Daniel chapter 10, verse 12. On the first day, he set his heart to understand, to humble himself before his God, and God heard it, heard his heart. So our heart is more like word for God, because that's where he sees us. Amen. I think I'm through.
Will you pray, Jet, please?
Sure. Father, we thank you, Lord. We pray that you continue to reveal to us who you are. Reveal to us who we are in you. We are oneness with you. Help us to be oneness in our heart, our mind, our soul, that we continue cultivate this relationship to the point that we can communicate with you in our thoughts 24/7, Lord, without divided attention. So we can know when you talk to us, share with us something we need to take action, something we need to pray, something we need to do to serve you a better way, serve your people better. We thank you, Father, for the grace. I pray the grace increase every one of us. I need the more. I want more of your grace increase, Lord, to know you more, to get closer to you, to be in oneness with you, Father. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.